Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
570. Anybody has a problem with my B-plus grade? I'm sure some of you watch Shanahan fired anyway, so you'll probably spit out your coffee. B-plus for Kyle Shanahan. Taking all the variables of what's happened this season. Trent's not
a high-level loser, bro.
Oh, boy. High-level loser.
Who do you think is the greatest 49er to ever wear number six?
That's random.
Well, because that's Malik Mustafa's number.
Yeah, he might be, because that number is usually a punter.
Well, I mean, Joe Nedney is currently probably the greatest to ever wear that number.
A kicker, yeah.
But Nedney was good.
Yeah, no, he was good.
But Malik Mustafa does have a chance here.
He does have a shot. He has a shot.
I'm with him. Malik Mustafa has been a revelation.
All right, let's get to Cam Emmon. Cam Emmon, Bay Area News Group, been covering this team for a long, long time. I know, Spadoni. I know. You're getting like Sam Lubman here. Cam Emmon joins us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. This is the time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Cam Emmon. Good morning, Cam. How are you?
Good morning, my friends. Do I hear you were doing number 6 jersey history?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know that there's a guy on this team that wore number 6 before Malik Mustafa did?
Danny Gray.
Well, but did he really play much? Mitch Wischnowski won it for a few years.
Yeah. Mitch has had a couple of uniforms.
Yeah, you're going to Danny Gray. I got this sheet in front of me if you really want to go back to the Jose Cortez era. Matt Kavanaugh, the backup quarterback we all love. Yeah.
Was Mike Kofor number 6
yes,
or number 9?
Mike Kofor was number 6 for 13 years.
Yeah. Wow. He lasted 13 years, Mike Kofor?
That's crazy.
That is insane. Super Bowl winning.
You know what his nickname was, right?
Yeah. I don't want to repeat it. I don't want to say that. I don't want to. Didn't he miss a field goal in Super Bowl 23 against the Bengals?
Yeah. Let me ask you, Cam.
Yeah.
We've been just throwing out grades, okay? And we know it's a quarterback head coach league, and it's deeper than that. We understand there's all these different elements to it. If you were to give the head coach and the quarterback a grade, what would they be for the first 8 games?
C. I mean, the record is 4-4, so you're average, right? Some people want to flunk them. Some people want to say, wow, but they're doing really well with all these obstacles. I'd say it's a C. And, I mean, you could even go C- because you expect more out of a team that's the reigning NFC champions, and you got basically all your offensive players back intact. You still got a lot of stars on that side of the ball. But they're also producing. I mean, it's not like they're not putting up yards. They're just not getting in the end zone as much as they should. And they're just trying to compensate for a lot of defensive breakdowns and a lot of special teams issues.
Yeah, I gave Shanahan a B-plus because of all the obstacles and Yeah. Lack of execution by players, but we can spitball. You know, a lot of, like you said, a lot of people just want Shanahan fired. You see those tweets all the time. Oh, just get rid of this guy, which is asinine. Christian McCaffrey returned to the practice field yesterday. Were you able to see him cut? Was he able to do team drills, individual drills? What did you see from Christian yesterday?
Okay, so yesterday is kind of, it's called a bonus practice, which is like a Friday. So the Mondays and Friday practices when they have them, all the media is allowed to do is go out there, see that these guys are in uniform, see them stretch for about 2.5 minutes, maybe 3-4, and then we're out of there. Monday's especially brief. So basically go out there, you see McCaffrey warm up, and he was running pretty well, and he looked like he was testing his cuts. He looked like the Christian McCaffrey of old. But when it comes to in practice stuff, we're not allowed to see after training camp, so it's hard to judge. But what I can say is, he looked like he is ready to go, and it doesn't look like he showed any hesitation. Looks like he's been chomping at the bit for the last month to get going on this season, and. Today's a trade deadline, and the Niners are going to get the best player available, and that's going to be Christian McCaffrey.
How do you think he's being utilized? And like, it's week one, obviously. Like,
right.
I mean, it's because this injury is just, for Warrior fans, like when someone says Achilles, right? Yep. You know what I mean? Like, we instantly get triggered because we all remember KD doing the dance and looking amazing and then all of a sudden just snapping his Achilles. And I even think of Dre Greenlaw, who's had the calf injury for so long. And so it's hard to feel good about him just returning and thinking that he will sustain. How does this play week one?
You know, now that you say that, it makes me more, because we always think that, well, he's going to get eased in, right? You don't go full steam ahead with somebody. But if you're like kind of starting and stopping and starting and stopping, doesn't that put more stress on the muscle where it kind of, you know, can calm down or something? I don't know. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know how it would be. But I mean, go back to when he came 2 years ago, and he just came in right like 2 days before the Niners played the Chiefs. And he split some time, right? He didn't get the full load. He became the starting running back the next week in L.A. I could see them, you know, like slowly going into this, like rotating him and Mason, but at the same time, you know, Bobby Turner, the running backs coach, he goes with the hot hand. And if McCaffrey's grooving, you're not pulling him out. And it's just how it is. And if he gets the clearance to play, then he's playing. I just don't see them. And it's really going to be hard for them because obviously you don't want to overextend him these first couple of games. You're halfway through a season, and he's got to get on board here. But I guess he just got to feel it out. I mean, Christian knows his body so well, right? And it's unfortunate that like the calf flared up on him through training camp, and they did the right thing by shutting him down so that he could not run and overextend himself during rehab. So I mean, he looks good. But it's a great story to see how it's going to unfold on Sunday. Listen, I would assume he's playing in Tampa on Sunday. But it's all going to matter of how does he respond Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday is going to be the biggest workload. And then Friday, you're going to see, okay, did he have any pain flare up because of Thursday's extended workload? So I don't think anybody's going to be able to tell you a hard truth whether he's in or out until probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow. Well, and then there's always the question, as you were alluding to, Cam, how did the carries get divvied up? What happens to Jordan Poole and Isaac Garendo? Speaking of which, what's the status of Jordan Mason? Because we know he had a shoulder injury.
You said Jordan Poole, Warriors guy.
Jordan Poole, Jordan Mason. Did I say Jordan Poole? Oh, my God, I'm in basketball mode right here. I just watched Jordan Poole last night. Mason, J.P. Mason.
There you go. You're allowed to do it because it is, yes, J.P. Mason, Mason.
Jordan does.
Well, here's the other thing. But Jordan Mason is, what, like 3 weeks removed from a shoulder sprain, right? So it's like the fact that McCaffrey's coming in right now, that's why it's like some things are aligning really well where, okay, you can kind of give Mason some rest as McCaffrey gets going here. Garendo's on the ascent, but at the same time, he's still really young. Missed that blitz pickup last game, so you got to worry about that. How is it going to be divvied up? I don't know, but I just don't – they're not a team that's going to, like, split three running backs.
Right.
It's going to be – it's usually going to be one guy maybe. I mean, the thing with McCaffrey is – he's such a great receiver and creates mismatches on defense. And to me, that's what they really miss on this team to make the offense whole. And, you know, we were talking with Purdy yesterday at his locker, not officially, but just kind of shooting the bull with him. And And we're saying, what was it like having McCaffrey back? And he's just like, man, when I went to hand off, he was like a turbojet. Like, whoa, he's already going. And Brock had that smile on his face as if, and I said, it's a you complete me thing, like from Jerry Maguire. And he just, he seems so like content and happy. And like, it's a good space for them right now.
Is Debo okay?
Debo, we didn't see at the start, but Debo often comes in a little bit later once the stretching gets done. So, you know, he had the wrist and he had pneumonia, so it was cause for concern, but he was in the locker room hamming it up, so he looks fine. So I don't think there's any issues with Debo.
Juwan Jennings, who's been out the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
What's up with him?
I talked to Juwan at his locker yesterday. He's a guy that he doesn't like doing a lot of media right now. So he comes in, gets dressed, and jets out. And he was going to go do some more physical therapy on the. It's a muscle inside, like the lower torso, like hip area, that he's going to be working through. But he was running on that field yesterday, and it looks good. So I think he's going to be playing. I just don't know how much they want to overextend him. So I think that's really good that they got Ricky Pearsall to go with Debo and Kittle. It's not at full strength in that receiving core, but if you get Juwan Jennings back this week, I would think he's coming back this week. All signs point to it.
We started talking about Malik Mustafa, number six, and all that. I just think he's a really fun player. I know he's going to miss some plays. He's going to over-pursue. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at him and Jair Brown. I mean, I haven't felt this good about the tandem of safeties in a long time for the 49ers. Like, I think they've got something with these two young players. And even if Talanoa does return, I kind of want to see what I've got in Mustafa here. I think this is a big stretch while he's out, Talanoa Hufanga is out, for Malik to kind of solidify himself.
Yeah, I'm guardedly optimistic because, like you said, it's a rookie. There's going to be growing pains. There's been growing pains with Jair Brown over the last year where it's like, okay, this guy gets it. He's a good hard hitter. He has a good knack of finding some interceptions when the balls are floated out there, but there's also some communication errors that you can't have at safety. The fact that John Lynch is your general manager and he's a Hall of Fame safety, I think John knows who to play back there. So I got a lot of trust in that. But Mustafa sure is fun to watch because he has that, I don't want to say reckless disregard for his body, but it's very much Dre Greenlaw-like, right? Where it's like you want a defensive guy that's going to hit somebody, do it within the rules, but also be able to make some plays. And Jair Brown's done that too, so I'm not knocking him, but Mustafa is, he's raised eyebrows ever since, was it the preseason opener in Tennessee, or it was either the first or second game, and, you know, we talked to him after, I mean, we see him in training camp, but then he had the first game action, he was like, who is this guy? We go talk to him, and really pleasant young man who's a lot of fun, he's going to have a good career, and it's kind of weird that, I mean, Diamondo Lenore is having a tremendous season at cornerback, but the Niners' best defensive back might be a 5'9" rookie safety.
Huh. Interesting. Ken, before we let you go, was Bosa in the locker room yesterday? He's played really good football on the field, but also he made a lot of news for a hat he was wearing after, you know, the Cowboys win and the postgame interview with Purdy, Kittle, and Garrido. Anything to that? Has that kind of lost his steam, that whole situation with Nick Bosa?
We did not see Nick yesterday in the locker room. He was on the practice field. He was wearing a regular helmet, and he did have the Guardian cap over it. You know, I just get the sense that Nick, obviously everybody knows his political beliefs. That's not news. And the fact that today's election day, it was a hot topic. It could have been a much hotter topic if he wanted to elaborate post-game on it. And I think for Nick, him showing off the hat was more playful and rather than doing a contentious, you need to vote for my guy kind of thing. And I think he understands that politics and sports, it's not really the place for it at a certain time. Some people can disagree, and that's great. That's why we get to go vote today. It's a beautiful country. Mm-hmm. Will it blow over? That's, you know, the NFL could reignite this real fast by saying, hey, we're going to suspend, or they're not going to suspend him for the hat. Could they fine him? Yeah, I think it's just in a rule book that they fine him. But, you know, those fines came out Saturday and they didn't do it. So the fact that you're delaying it till after the election, it just kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth of, you know, well, what are you doing? Are you going to enforce this right away or not? And if they don't fine him, okay, freedom of speech. But there's also rules that's written in the rule book. Did they have to, you know, remind everybody beforehand? Maybe. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can fight it. So I just don't see Nick Bosa continuing on a political grandstanding tour for the rest of the season. I lived that in 2016 with some other stuff. I think Nick Bosa is more focused on sacking the quarterback, and it's Baker Mayfield on Sunday, one of his favorites.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. Go out and get the book, The Franchise, written by Cam Emmon, Niner. It's available right now. A curated history of the faithful. The book is out right now wherever you go to. All bookstores, right, Cam? All bookstores or Amazon?
Hit up Amazon or hit up or go to caminman.com or just DM me on Instagram. We'll get you a personalized copy. And there's no chapter on Jose Cortez or Mike Cofer, but there's
nothing. I'm doing it right now. All right, I'm going to order it right now on Amazon.
There it is.
All right,
there
thanks,
it
boys. Is.
Have all a right, good one, buddy.
Okay, you too.
Cam Emmon, River Island's guest line. Of course, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Island's guest line.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.